Welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. This day is a gift from God. Let us worship the giver. Again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're delighted that you're here, and especially if you're here for the first time or you've just begun attending, we're pleased that you joined us. And those of us who are here week in and week out would like to greet you. I know a lot of you are here because this is a very special day. We are very pleased that you're here. We would love it if all of you would be back here and be a part of this family, but you're a part of the extended family no matter where you are. If we don't get to you quickly enough, you come introduce yourselves to us because we're pleased that you've joined us. One way to be a part of this congregation is getting involved in what God is doing in and through its ministries here. You can find a lot of those listed in the bulletin inserts. I'm going to lift up just a few, but they're all important, and I encourage you to read them all. First of all, the next Women's Connect and Share gathering is Sunday, September 14th, beginning at 12:15, lasting till 1:30. This is an intergenerational women's gathering, and there will be a conversation about the shape that this new gathering is going to be taking. The meal will be $5. You can either RSVP online or be in touch with Nancy Hawthorne. Read more about that in your bulletin insert. Also, there are Bible study opportunities, a wide variety of them. There will be a table in Reed Hall and someone there to talk to you about those if you're interested. Our Habitat for Humanity sign-ups are going well. We just need a few more people. You can sign up at our website online. And we are within $200 of meeting our $30,000 goal toward a donation for Habitat. You can help us put us over the top on that. Just designate on your memo line of your check or on the outside of the envelope that it should go for Habitat. This evening from 5 to 7 at the home of Judy Rice, we will celebrate and honor Don Marler and 36 years of dedicated service here at West End United Methodist Church. More specific information is in your bulletin insert. I know many of you have already signed up to be there, but I know that Don would love it if you could all be there. This coming Wednesday night is our Wednesday night kickoff for the fall. The meal will begin at 5 o'clock. There will be a musical safari for those who are interested in children's choir and their parents. There will be information about the adult programming for Wednesday evenings throughout the fall. I hope you will join us. It always helps if you make a reservation. You can do that either by calling the church office and talking with Kirk, tell him how many folks you expect to come Wednesday night, or you can email him. And that's perfectly fine, too. You can make a standing reservation if you expect to be here every week. We hope to see you all at all of these great events. If you listen carefully enough, every sound reflects the presence of God. Even the traffic in the street becomes a kind of music. Even the silence speaks to us of the love of God present at all times. And in all places.
Blessed be the name of God from this time on and forevermore. It is good to give thanks to God, to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night.
Let us join together in one voice as we confess our sins. God's intentions for human life are clear. God calls us to live in a right relationship with God, ourselves, and our neighbors. And when we confess how we have broken our covenant with God and others, we have opportunity for renewal. Please join me in our prayer. Sovereign God, we have doubted you in the face of affliction and ignored you when things go well for us. We have not pursued your kingdom as the only treasure worth claiming. We have feared to trust your assurance and guidance. We ask your forgiveness and seek the renewal of our covenant with you and with one another. The abundance of God's steadfast love is always available to those ready to receive it. The God of covenant claims us as beloved children, redeemed and forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
let us pray together our prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel according to Matthew. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. But when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated, and if any other youngsters would like to come up and join us here, you're welcome to do so. If you feel more comfortable about that, you can bring your parent with you. It's perfectly all right. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Okay? Yeah. I have a story about a man that you might even read about when you're grown up. He was really, really smart. He wrote a lot of books, and some of these books are a little bit hard to read, but he was writing about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. His name was Karl Barth, and when he was an older man, even older than me, he was giving a lecture. He gave speeches around the world, actually, and people flocked to hear him talk about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. How do we do that in our day and time? And after one of those speeches, somebody in the crowd raised a hand and asked a question. They said, "Can you tell us about your faith in one sentence?" Karl Barth thought for a second, and when he answered with the first line of a song that I bet every single one of you will know. He said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." That was it. It was music. It was a song that we all probably learned when we were really, really young. I know I did. But when he wanted to talk about his faith, even though he had written many, many really long books, he sang this one verse from a song because that for him was at the heart of what it meant to follow Jesus. Now, we're going to be talking about the importance of music and how it helps us to grow into followers of Jesus. And we all know that here because I know you're in worship on Sunday. You get to hear the wonderful music here. You get to hear music during Vacation Bible School and on other occasions. Some of you are in children's choir. So you know how important music is to us here. We're going to talk about how important it is for us as we grow to be followers of Jesus. So as you listen, you'll know what I'm talking about, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for planting music in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you for sharing your love through that music so that we might share it with others. Most of all, thank you for sharing your love with all people and all creation through Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you all for coming down. If I were to ask you to name your favorite hymn, I bet you could do it in a heartbeat. Maybe more than one, right? And I would venture to say that that hymn is your favorite hymn not because of its theological content, but because of the memories that are associated with it. Perhaps you learned that hymn while you stood next to your mother holding her hand in church, if you grew up in church. Or maybe you learned that hymn at a camp. You've been at camp, your life was transformed by what happened there. And whenever you hear that hymn, you're taken back to that place. Perhaps it's a hymn that you heard sung at a wedding or a service of death and resurrection. And it touched you so deeply that it never quite let you go. We don't ordinarily choose our favorite hymns because of their theological content, although when we plan for worship, we try to see that the hymns have something to do with the text of the day and the day of the Christian year and the topic. But for most of us, we don't think about that much. We think about how that song has touched our life, and often we carry it with us. The tune going over and over and over again, replaying in our head. In fact, people who have done studies with Alzheimer's patients have found that they will remember and respond to music or words set to music more quickly than anything else in their lives. My own mother, when she was progressing in her Alzheimer's, came to stay with us for a while. My dad had had heart surgery, and she was living at our house, and we were at Blakemore at the time. We had a bluegrass band, the Blakemore Boys. They would play on one Wednesday night, and she was there, and while she couldn't remember much except the tape loop of stories she continued to tell, I watched her. And when they sang the old hymns that she had grown up with, she knew every word. There's something about words carried to us in music that make them stick, that make them stay. And I think a part of that is because music literally speaks from deep to deep. Breath that comes out of the depths of our bodies when we sing passes through the vocal cords, and the vibrations pass through the air, and they enter into other bodies, into our inner ears, and vibrate the bones there. Literally, music travels from deep to deep. But it's not just through our voices and our ears. When you hear the organ play here, I don't know if you've noticed, you can feel the vibrations throughout your body. Even people who are profoundly deaf can experience music as vibration. and it fills our whole body. I think that may have been something of what Jesus was talking about in these two very brief stories. In fact, even though they're called parables in the scripture, they don't really even qualify as stories. They're extended metaphors. They're what a rabbi would call a midrash, okay, or a mashal. An extended metaphor that says something or explains something about a scripture or a topic. And the topic Jesus wants to talk about is the kingdom of heaven. That's the topic he wanted to talk about a lot. And in this section of Matthew, he gives one image after another, after another, after another of what the kingdom of heaven is like. You heard two this morning. First of all, the kingdom of heaven is like the tiniest of seeds. Yet when it's planted, a huge tree grows from that tiny seed, and the tree is so large that the birds come and they nest in its branches. The past couple of weeks we've been talking about fruitfulness. The fruit of this tree is that it offers a place for community, for the birds to come and make their nests and lay their eggs and raise their young and then depart, only for other birds to come. So something small grows into something very, very large. The second one is similar, but not exactly the same. There is a bit of yeast. The old translations say leaven. And there's a huge amount of flour. And that little bit of yeast pervades the entire bread made from that flour. Now, I know something about this because Margaret, my wife, bakes sourdough bread. And every Thursday morning, I get up and I do the most important part of that process. I feed the starter. And in feeding the starter, you take the starter out of the refrigerator and you put it in a bowl and you add the special ingredients and you stir it up, and all day long it just sits there and bubbles. And then Margaret can take a small amount of that starter and put it in with a larger amount of flour and other ingredients, and pretty soon she has dough that will go into pans, and that starter has pervaded that entire lump of dough. Come to think of it, maybe she does the more important part. So there's an image of small growing into large, and there's an image of how a little something can fill our whole lives. I'll suggest to you today that music is a similar kind of image. The kingdom of heaven is like music, where a single hymn, perhaps even a single line or a single note, gets planted in us. And out of that grows a kind of faith that we could never have imagined previously. I'm going to suggest to you that sometimes just a little experience with music, as it comes into our bodies, as it affects our bodies, can pervade our whole lives. Thirty-six years ago, Don Marler came to lead the choir here at West End. And it was a mustard seed, I understand. It was pretty small. It was pretty small. But he stayed. He planted that seed. That seed grew into a large tree. And in that tree was space for a great community. The music that has been sung across 36 years has filled the lives of more people than we can imagine. Because that music goes inside you, gets under your skin, and Don has been getting under your skin, some of you, for 36 years, right? And I mean that in the most complimentary way, Don. You know that's true because you've heard the music, you've heard the hymns, you've heard the anthems, you've been here for the concerts. You have grown by all of these things. Now, 4.5 years ago, actually about 5 years ago now, when I learned that I was going to be appointed to West End, it was a little daunting to know that I was going to be appointed and serve with the Don Marler. He thinks I'm saying this facetiously or ironically. I'm not. I'm not. You see, I knew Don slightly. I knew who he was. We had met on occasion. We'd never worked together. But if people knew one thing about this congregation, they knew that the music was superb. And the name that got associated with that music, even though, of course, the choirs were a big part of that, the name that got associated with that was Don Marler. And I thought, wow, how do you work with somebody who is basically a legend and not just in his own mind? Well, I learned that it was very easy and pleasurable to work with Don Marler. We seemed to have a great working relationship from the very beginning. And even when we disagreed, if you can imagine that, and Don was clearly in the wrong, although I doubt that you'll ever convince him of that, I knew that anything Don suggested, he fully believed was for the good of this congregation, or he would not have suggested it. He had the good of West End at heart, at all times. Don was also as much a pastor as any of the appointed clergy have been here, and not just to the choir, certainly to the choirs, but to folks who had been here a long time who could no longer attend church. If they had an issue or a problem, Don made sure we knew about that. He responded and helped us respond. That's what pastors do. You see, what I think is that God planted a seed here. God has planted many seeds here, but this particular one, 36 years ago, has grown into a huge tree around which a community can gather. God has leavened this loaf, has put yeast, has put starter into this community so that the music pervades all of us individually and collectively, because that's what music does. Music moves us, not just figuratively, but literally. Several years ago, I was serving another congregation, which is somewhat similar to this one, upper middle class, kind of, you know, stayed in our worship. And I've invited Patrick Matsikinyiri from Zimbabwe to come and lead the music. And Patrick was used to people dancing in the aisles. That didn't happen, okay? But Patrick moved us and really got us rocking. This was about as good as we could do, but that's what we did. If you watch me up here during the music, you will notice I can hardly keep my feet still. My head bobs. Music moves us. It moves us because it fills us. It fills us because it grows inside us like a tiny seed, like a bit of leaven. It grows inside us to the point that we can't keep it to ourselves. One reason why, if people know anything about this congregation, they know about its music, is because you've taken the song you learned here out into the world. You've taken it to those folks you meet in your everyday lives, and you've shared it with them, and you've invited them into it, which is, after all, what that music is for. Because you see, if the kingdom of heaven is like music, then it reaches out to all. It reaches out to those folks who may have been hurt by church. It reaches out to those folks who may have felt neglected by church. It reaches out to those folks who feel they don't belong because they can't sign off on a particular set of beliefs. It reaches out to people who may have never thought there would ever be a place in church for them. That's the song we've been given. And if we take it out, it will grow into a tree larger than we can imagine. It will pervade the whole of our community with the love of God, because that is our song, God's love for us and for all. May it be so. Amen. Another way we talk about our faith, tell the story of our faith, is through affirmations and creeds. So I'd invite you to stand as you're able, turn to number 883 in your hymnal, and join me as we tell our story together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating,
who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new. Who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
West End United Methodist Church welcomes all who gather to worship with us today. If you are a guest among us, a special word of welcome is extended to you. Everyone is invited to join us for a time of fellowship in Reed Hall through the doors to your right following our worship service. First-time guests who are worshiping with us today are invited to stop by the Bread for the Journey table, where you will find information about the many ministries of this church. If you are a college student, either undergraduate or graduate, you are invited to meet with our student community right after this service and eat lunch together in room 322, which is the Fireside Lounge. We gather each week to have faith discussions and fellowship. I invite you to take note now of the gray card in the pew rack. One side of the card may be used to record any comments you may have for church staff or lay leadership. On the other side of the card, you may indicate any prayer requests you may have. The card can be placed in the offering plates as they are passed down the pew in a few moments. Please take a moment to record your attendance with us by passing the pew pad down the pew if you have not already done so. And as the pad is passed, please take note of those who are worshiping with you and greet anyone you may not know at the end of our service. Prepare us now, O God, to hear you speak to us, as we lift up both our silent and spoken prayers. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for your word that you weave through the stories of our lives, for the bread which is able to sustain us in every experience, for the seed of love that is able to grow and extend its mighty roots in our hearts. Help us to value that which you have given us, these glimpses of your kingdom, so that we might be daily reminded of your love and your presence. We believe that your kingdom is not some distant dream, but is a love that is seen in flashes all around us when your love and the good news you have proclaimed through Jesus is shared with one another and with the world. We give you thanks for the wonders of our heritage and for the new things that you continue to do in our midst. We praise you for the teachings of the prophets, for the law you revealed unto Moses, for the grace and the love that you poured out and continue to pour out through Christ. and for the guidance, the strength, the wisdom, the peace, the joy, the patience, and the gentleness that you bestow upon us through your Spirit. Help us to value both the old and the new, and to become worthy teachers of the lessons of your eternal kingdom. We pray for the people around us this day, for those who are upon our hearts and our minds. Bless each one according to the need that they have, and bring all to a closer walk with you so that your kingdom, a just, loving world, can be realized even today. We ask you to hear all our prayers, O God, in the name of the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And now, because we praise a God who has shown us glimpses of God's kingdom, we are called to participate in the movement of God's kingdom in the giving of our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings.
and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, glory, your reign to his gates with thanksgiving, and into his horns with praise.
Now is the time in our service we'd ordinarily call our new members to come down, but today I'm going to call out an old member, Don. Come on down here. I can say that because we're contemporaries, Don and I. And come on up. Sally Norton and Elizabeth Ryan are going to join me. As they come, as you leave the service, you'll receive one of these booklets. If you don't recognize the guy on the front... They had a young professional model apparently stand in for Don, okay? But be sure and get one of these on your way out. Matthew will get us ready. Are we ready? Okay.
Good morning. Don, when Sean and I walked in to West End 18 years ago, we were initially attracted to this place for its physical beauty, like many others. And like many others, we chose to stay because there is a beauty far more profound that emanates from these walls. As the minister of music for the past 36 years, you have shaped and nurtured the beauty that is the music ministry of this church. You have led us in singing. You have inspired us from the organ and with the voices of the choir. You taught our children to sing. Through your leadership, the music of this church has connected us all. It has drawn others in, and it has sent us out to inspire and to serve others. So it is my pleasure as the chair of the ministry table to present this very large and heavy plaque to you.
You want me to hold something? There we go.
I'm not allowed to take it out of the box, but I do want to read the inscription for everyone. And it reads, Don Marler, Minister of Music, September 1st, 1978, to August 24th, 2014, in appreciation for 36 years of dedicated ministry and service. At the very bottom of the plaque is the inscription from Psalm 122. It is Don's favorite psalm. It was the text for the first anthem, or the anthem sung by the choir today. And the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Don, we thought this day would never come. But now it's here, and we want you to know that you are officially welcome at West End. Always. Staff Parish, on behalf of the choir, who love you so much, and the entire congregation, we all admire you and thank you so much for all you've done. Staff Parish unanimously wants to make this proclamation. Whereas Don Marler, Minister of Music at West End Methodist Church, 1978 to 2014, has dedicated himself to the music ministry of this congregation for 36 years. And whereas under his direction, this ministry has gained ecumenical, national, and international recognition for meaningful worship and music accomplishment. And whereas he has shown how God can be glorified through music, fostering personal growth in faith for those who have sung and played as Christian musicians, as well as those they have led in worship. And whereas he has been a true minister of the gospel, a pastor to all who have been part of the music program, and those for whom it has been a means of grace in and beyond the congregation. Whereas he has extended the ministry through a large variety of musical offerings for children, youth, and adults, grounding them in the musical and liturgical heritage of the church. And whereas under his direction, we have experienced the comfort, challenge, and encouragement of the gospel as we have glorified God through music. Now, therefore, with deep gratitude to God for our gifted and faithful servant to this congregation at West End United Methodist Church in Nashville, Tennessee, on August 24th, 2014, hereby proclaim him Don Marler, Music of Music Emeritus, West End United Methodist Church, Nashville, Tennessee. Congratulations. Words are not enough to express the gratitude and appreciation that this congregation has for you. As a small token of that appreciation, this check is from the entire congregation, and many thanks to you and Karen for many, many years of beautiful music.
Amen. Amen. Blessings. Yeah. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. I would invite you to sit after the benediction and before the benediction response. So now I send you forth with the song God has planted in your heart, the song of God's love. Go forth to serve God and your neighbor in all that you do. And God, who began the song, Jesus Christ, who carried that song in his very flesh, and the Holy Spirit that allows us to carry that song with us, be with you this day and forevermore. Go in peace.